So I'll tell you something interesting. Who is this Schwager of the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer was referring to that he used to give? So I have the Sefer called Likutei Ha'arois. I picked it up recently. It's not so easy to find. But it's five volumes on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, just on Yeridei Olam. So this was a very thorough work that was done on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So on Simen Shin Aleph, Toich Dvarev, he brings as follows. Gisoy Shal Maronzal, this Schwager, Kanira Shuachi Ishtoi, it was his wife's brother, Harishayna, his first wife's brother. So the Chassam Sofer was married twice. His second wife was Reb Kiveiga's daughter. But this was his first wife's brother, Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. It was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Who exactly was Reb Hirsch Yorowitz? You have to know the rest of the story. So I'm reading from the Sefer Chutah Mesholish. Chutah Mesholish was written by the Chassam Sofer Zeinikel. This is very, very authoritative as it relates to the history of the Chassam Sofer. So he's discussing the early years of the Chassam Sofer, when the Chassam Sofer got married for the first time. Vine, Kfar bo bayomim, asho hayu roi livna yisloi bayis, ki yigia ha'ish l'perika ish mekadesh, and the Chassam Sofer was in a city called Prosnitz, and hoysa shom isha tznua achas, bas harav m'oira goylo ramoysha yoru etzatzal, shoyo av bezden b'irahi, v'kfar noch nafshe derav. And this Rav had passed away. Ubnoi HaRebini Reb Hirsch Yorowitz, his son, Reb Hirsch Yorowitz, Omed Al Yemin HaChoyse, he was taking care of his sister, and he made up that he's going to marry you. He was also a big veer, and he was promising Grace Akest. Bekitzer, Chassam Sofer is a young boy, and he's living in that, he's in that shtetl over there. And this Reb Hirsch Yorowitz, who took upon himself to marry off his sister, and he's promising a big nod, and he hears that there's a young child, Moshe Sofer, here, and he decided that he wanted him for his sister. He told him he's going to support him. He'll take care of everything. He promised the Chassam Sofer will be able to sin and learn. You won't have to worry about anything. They sat down and they drank l'chaim. Moshe was referring, of course, to the Chassam Sofer, wanted to settle there, and you know he's getting married now. But before that, he went back home to get a bracha from his mother and to get a bracha from his rabbeim, the Hafla and Rab Nosson Adler, respectively. And he tells how the Hafla wasn't maskim to the Shidduch, and Rab Nosson Adler was also not maskim to the Shidduch. But the Chassam Sofer felt that being that he gave his word to this girl that he was going to marry her, he didn't want to renege on what he said he was going to do. And even though his role models and his mentors were not maskim to the Shidduch that he himself had agreed to, he felt he was going to move forward with it. So he goes back to Prosnitz, and he gets married, and he settles with his wife. This Shvager, who had promised to take care of him, he became a yoyrid. He lost all his money. But Chassam Sofer was so immersed in his learning, he didn't realize this crisis that was going on in his Shvager's house. He was living in his Shvager's house, but he didn't realize this. He had no idea what was going on. He was just so orangutan in his learning. Because this Reb Hirsch Yorowitz, he took care of his Shvager, the Chassam Sofer. And even though he had no money, and he had literally had nothing to give him, but the little bit of bread that he had, he served him kalechem aponim b'ponim yofos. So it's unbelievable. Hister disay my mother b'lefanav. He says until one Friday night. Hibit Rav Moshe ala shivcha asher al roish zugasai. V'le'oisa shal Shabbos. He said he looks at his wife and he sees that she's wearing the vachin de getichel. She wasn't wearing her Shabbos tichel. And he goes on to say v'le'oisa regilus shenashim loif shoyis shivachis mirukomais bezav b'Shabbos. The women they used to wear a special tichel on Friday night. It was gold on it. And the Chassam Sofer noticed that his wife didn't have that. So he asked him, Kasha Shalu Zagasi Manishtana Halayla Zem, Mikol Lele Shabbos. Ansava Amra, she said, Vidimasa Lechia, as tears were rolling down her cheeks. Yan Le Hoysa, the Beisachia, Moyasa Yayan Kiddush Avurum. He said, we literally didn't have money to buy wine for Shabbos. Alkei Mishkenahi Mitznafta Yayin Kiddush. So she gave her tichel as a mashkin. It's like this, there should be wine for Shabbos. Ukeshamay Zois. When the Chassam Sofer heard this, and then he realized what was going on in the house, and that there was no money, and all this nad and everything that he was promised, it was all gone. Oz hiskim b'libay. See, he decided shloi lahachbet uloi oyd al gisa. He says, it's not fair. He says, what? My shvager supporting me doesn't have any money. He doesn't even have money for Shabbos for himself. How's he going to support me? He's literally taking the bread off his own table and he's giving it to me. And the Chassam Sofer said that it's wrong. See, he turned to his shvager and he told him, I'm going to find a job. But he didn't really know what to do. So he went to a tailor and he decided that he's going to learn how to knit, he's going to learn how to sew, and he's going to become a tailor. And the Chassam Sofer said that Kain Hoya Gam Bedoiris or Rishoyin of Bimea Tanav Amirom, Kininza Harbe Pome Betalmud, Asher Esparnis while Yede Malacha Kalavino Kamashi. And he felt that that's what he needs to do. That was the responsible thing for him to do, and that's what he was going to do. Avokoshe Yoiser, Mikafisha Tir Latzma Hoya Lea Dover. But it turned out that it was much more difficult for the Chassam Sofer to learn how to become a tailor than he thought it was going to be. Kikfarigia Bishonim, he was already a little bit older at an age where it's not so easy to learn something new. He was 30 years old. But either way, so then he decided, you know what, maybe I'll become a Rav. He says, I'm not, the tailor's just not working out. So maybe I'll become a Rav. They came to him and the Chassam Sofer got his first dollar. And of course, the rest is history, needless to say. But it's interesting. So who is this Rav Hirsch Yerowitz coming full circle that the Likutei Ahri thinks was the shvager that the Chassam Sofer was referring to in Yeridei Asim and Shin Aleph, that he used to give the Zroya L'chayayim and the Keva to, even though he wasn't a Kayin? It's this shvager who had married him off, this shvager who had promised him cast, who had promised to support him. L'maisa, it didn't work out. He was Maisa Nefesh for the Chassam Sofer until the Chassam Sofer uncovered what was really going on. But apparently he was an Oni Ve'evyoin, and the Chassam Sofer maybe wouldn't have done this L'katchila. I don't know. But it could be, the rest of the story is that this was a yid that he had tremendous Sakaras Atoif to, and this was also a yid that was struggling mightily financially, and the Chassam Sofer felt, I have an opportunity to be mechazik him. So even though he's not mechuyev to give Zroi L'chaim and Keva b'zman hazeh, v'yesh mishoyim v'she'en ha'noyagas b'chutz l'aretz, v'chein nagu, the Minhag Yisrael is not to do it, certainly not in chutz l'aretz. But the Chassam Sofer felt anyways that this was the right thing to do. Again, just a little bit of the rest of the story.